Boker Tov, good morning. We heard Kilat Shiftei Sanronana on Zoom, studying Amud Yomi. Masach Shabbat, Daf Nun Chet Amud Aleph, 58A. 58A. It's great to see you all. Boker Tov, Steve, David, Ilan, Joey, Mark, Leah, Mickey, Rashi, and John. Okay, we are discussing again. Let's zoom out for a second and just summarize what we're up to. We're discussing different objects that one is allowed to wear or not wear when they go out in the public thoroughfare where there is no Eruv. So we have to determine, is something considered clothing or is it considered a burden? Okay, that's the primary distinction that we've been making. Is there a concern that someone might take something off? Even if something is considered clothing, even if it is a tachshit or a begin, is there a possibility you will take it off to show it to somebody? Is there something possibility it will break? These are some questions that we're looking at. Okay, David, you're going on mute. So we're up to the first lines of Nun Chet Amud Aleph, and we were just talking about the object called an istama. And an istama was some hair piece, some ribbon that holds together women's hair, anything that's dangling. And we learned a number of halachot about this, that there's no issue of kilayim because it's not woven together, and there's no issue of tumat negaim for tarat, and you cannot take it out to the Rishut Arabim. But we also learn Mishum Rabbi Shimon Amru, Af, Ein Ba Mishum Atarot Kalot. There's no concern of the decree of Atarot Kalot. What is Atarot Kalot? This is a tiara. Well, what is this Gzera? Look at Rashi. The Gazru Alehen Shalot Teitzei Bahen Mechorban Ve'elach Mishum Tza'ar B'Masachet Sota. The rabbis decreed you're not allowed to go out with a tiara, for nothing to do with Shabbat. A kalot, women who are getting married may not wear a tiara. Why? Because of the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. This is similar to a long list of things that we know of that we do to commemorate the Beit HaMikdash. One example which we don't do today is actually leaving a seat open at your table with a place setting and no one sits there. Another example is when you're doing construction on your home, you leave an area that's unfinished to remember the Chorban. What are some other examples? A chatan puts ashes on top of his head, not listening to some people, not listening to music and eating meat. There's still a minhag today that if people getting married in the old city of Yerushalayim, they don't have certain types of musical instruments. They only have a drum. Okay, there are different customs, and these are all zecher lemikdash, commemorating the mikdash. Another example of that, which again is not commonly practiced, is women not wearing an atara when they get married, no tiaras when you get married. And on this piece, Rav Soloveitchik is a famous...
Excuse me, Rabbi?
Yeah.
I think the women nowadays actually do. The broad veil, it's kind of like they do have tiaras. Some of them are wearing
atara. Yeah, some of these things are, you know, sort of followed and they become common practice, and some of them are less so. The Rav Soloveitchik has a famous distinction that there are two different types of zecher lemikdash. There is zecher lemikdash, for example, like we're seeing here, the atarot and kalot, and this appears in Masechet Bava Batra, I think it's Daf Samach or Daf Nuntet, and the Gemara there talks about all these things that we do to mourn, to commemorate the loss of the Beit HaMikdash, and all the examples that I just gave. There's another category of zecher lemikdash, of doing things to remember in a positive sense what we did in the Beit HaMikdash. Shaking lulav 7 days. Okay, that's an example. These are many of the takanot that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made, korech, right? When we zecher the mikdash, these things we do with a positive feeling. We say a shachianu when we shake the lulav, okay, because it's a positive thing. So there's some really sad things that we're remembering, and this invokes feelings of loss. But there are other things that we try to commemorate to continue what we had in the Beit HaMikdash. So that's a distinction that Rav Soloveitchik makes. Another interesting example is the Baal HaMa'or. The Baal HaMa'or tells us, Sfirat HaOmer, why is there no Shachianu the first time that you count? Sfirat HaOmer, right? Every mitzvah, usually when we do a mitzvah, that's Mizman Lizman. You shake a lulav, you blow a shofar, okay? When you perform these mitzvot, we say Shachianu. Why is there no Shachianu on Sfirat HaOmer? The Baal HaMa'or is a famous opinion because Sfirat HaOmer today is a commemoration of the fact that we do not have a Korban Omer. We don't have the sacrifice of the Omer. And therefore, we count Omer to remember that. And this might explain the line that we say after you finish counting. You say, Amen. You know, something of that effect. And why? Because remembering, you know, this is not what most Rishonim say, but this is one explanation. So let's go on. Shmuel Amar. Kavla de'am de'tnan. So if you recall, we're talking about something called a kavul, an object called a kavul, but we don't know what a kavul is. Kavul. One explanation is that a kabul is a signet that a slave wears. Okay, kavla de'avda. That's one explanation. The second explanation that we saw in the last daf was a kippah shotzemer, was some wool hat that a maidservant wears. So, and there was a Rabbi Abahu with an earlier opinion in the last page. Rabbi Abahu said mistabra kimandam or kippah shotzemer. Rabbi Abahu said it was a kippah shotzemer. That's what a kabul is. And Shmuel is telling us now it's kavla de'avda. Now, the halakha that we saw in the Mishnah is that kabul is that you're not allowed to wear this out to the Rishut HaRabim. It is prohibited for you to wear. So Shmuel says, we're talking about the signet of a slave. The Gemara says, wait a second. We amar Shmuel hachi. Does Shmuel really say this? Ve'amar Shmuel. But doesn't Shmuel say, yotzei avi b'chotam shebetzavero, aval lo b'chotam shebeksuto? But Shmuel says that you may go out with a chotam, okay, with a signet of a slave on his neck, but not on his clothing. On his neck, but not on his clothing. Mashmur from here that you're allowed to go out with a form of a chotam, even if you can't go out with all forms, you can go out with one form on your neck. Okay, you have to remember, in the time of the Gemara, slavery still existed, and this was commonplace. Some of these halachot. So can a slave go out with a signet on his neck? Shmuel says here, yes, if it's on his neck, but not if it's on his clothing. This contradicts an earlier statement by Shmuel that Kavla da'avda is the explanation of our Mishnah, and it's prohibited to take that out to Rishut HaRabim, to the public thoroughfare, when there's no Eruv. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, ha da'avi blei rabbe, ha da'avi ihu l'nafshe. There's a difference as to who made the signet. Did the slave make the signet, or was it made by his master, his rabbe, okay? If it was made, Rashi says, if my master forces me to wear a signet on my neck, okay, there's no way I'm taking it off. So there's no concern when I'm walking in the public thoroughfare, the slave walking in the public thoroughfare, that he's going to take off the signet. But if I make it for myself, okay, if a slave himself makes it, so then you might take it off because there's no fear of what your master's going to think. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so basically what we're saying is, listen, we don't understand. You're saying that if it's Shmuel, if it's Avi Le Rabbe, if his master, if the master makes him wear it, so then why, if it's on a ketsut, if it's on a clothing, why should that be a problem? If the master is making a slave wear a signet, and the master says, put it on your clothing, the signet is sort of, connected somehow to his shoulder, whatever it is, his clothing. So why is that a problem for the slave? The slave's not going to take it off because the master is going to see if he would take it off. So what's the concern? What's the concern? It's possible the chotam, the signet, is going to break, and he's going to be afraid of his master, who's going to see that he took his signet off, which may be a sign of, I don't know, rebellion or mutiny, whatever it is. Okay, and what's he going to do? And he's going to take his talit. I don't know if this is literally the talit with tzitzit on it, but it'll take some covering of sorts and put it over his shoulders so that you don't see that he's missing the thing on his ketefayim, okay, the signet. And it was reminding me of a crazy story with Michael Jordan. I'll tell it to you in a second. Now, this talit around his shoulders, that is a masui. That's a burden. That's not wearing clothing. And one is not allowed to wear that and carry that on Shabbat. Story about Michael Jordan, the 1992 Dream Team. Michael Jordan, best basketball player on the planet, is part of the USA national team. The problem is that the uniforms were made by Reebok. So Reebok's symbol is on the clothing that all the Dream Team players are wearing. And Jordan, of course, had a deal with Nike. And Jordan was very loyal to Nike. He did not want to be seen at the award ceremony wearing a Reebok sign. So what did he do? He took an American flag, he folded it over his shoulder, okay? And that's how he went to the ceremony. So no one can say, oh, I have an American flag. You know, there's, you know, it's, that's patriotic. It's a good thing, right? So, you know, so this is, so that's talking about putting something over your shoulder. Now, this does relate to an interesting question about whether a person is allowed to go with a talit. Let's say you are, you live in a place where there's no Erev, okay? Are you allowed to put on a talit with tzitzit and walk around on Shabbat? Okay, so just some halachot here, quoting from Yalkut Yosef, mutar li hitatev b'talit gam mitach le'me'il, v'latekach l'rshut ha'rabim gam b'mkamot she'in bahem iruv. You could put a talit under your jacket, okay? Mutar li hitatev gam b'lal Shabbat b'talit mitzuyetzit k'il chata, k'derach levusho af l'rshut ha'rabim g'murash af shalayla lav zman tzitzit u'mikomukom hevi derach levush. So there are a few halachot here. Number one, you can go with a talit under your jacket, okay? I guess there's a concern it would fall off. So better to have it under your jacket as opposed to on top. That's number one. Number two, what about walking out with tzitzit or wearing even a talit katan, a small talit under our shirts? Okay, can you wear that in a place with no eruv at night? Now at night, there's no chiyuv to wear tzitzit. There's only a chiyuv to wear tzitzit during the day. It's a time bound mitzvah. So is that, it's sort of extraneous? Is that, you know, needed? So the... we pass, no, it's fine, because this is derech levush. It's still a form of wearing clothing. And, this is even at night. Okay, even at night, you know, it's not a problem. Even at night, wearing a regular talit gadol, is, you know, it's derech levush. A talit katan, let's say you're wearing a talit katan, she'in bakishiyur, o bigadim she'inam chayvim b'tzitzit ela rak midrabanan, yon talit meshi b'chadoma, ein bazeh isur hotza'ah. Let's say you're wearing tzitzit that are, you know, that aren't the proper length, the tzitzit, or the beged itself that doesn't really require tzitzit, like meshi, silk, doesn't require, putting on tzitzit midoraita. Is that a problem? So, no, ein bazeh gam ein bazeh isur hotza'ah. Okay, so these are some of the halachot that you need to know about. Now, however, if you go out and say, b'shabbat b'talit she'ena metziyaz ha'kil chata, let's say the beged katan in this previous case was not the right size, but let's say you go out with a talit in which it doesn't have the proper tzitzit on it. Let's say one corner fell off, and in which case you're wearing a beged, okay, in which the tzitziot aren't helping you to fulfill the mitzvah, okay. The imi mitzvah of yodah af shein bat chelad mutar latek ba b'shabbat. So, but Rav Avadya Paskin's here, chayav mipnei she'ot ha'machotim chashuvim heim etzlo v'dato aleihem ad she'ashlim v'yaseh tzitzit. So you're wearing these strings, but they have no relevance, and they're not part of the beged, and it's not creating a kosher set of tzitzit. That would be a problem if you're in a place with no eruv. Okay, so some halachot related to this topic. Good. Let's go back to our Gemara. What's next? We said, okay, the Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. As we see in the Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Am Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Am Rav Yochanan, Am Yotzei B'talit, Am Mekupelet, U'munach Elo Al Ketefav. If you go out with a talit that is folded up on your shoulders, B'Shabbat Chayav Chatat. You're Chayav Chatat because you're not wearing it. It's a burden, okay? It's a burden. V'chi ha'ad Amar Leshmuel, the Rav Chinen Abar Shila, Kulu Rabbanan De'Beresh Geluta, Lo Lipku, And this also fits in with what something else that Shmuel said. This is similar to what Shmuel said to Chinina Bar Shila. Okay, Chinina Bar Shila was one of the scholars, but he was also a servant in the house of Reish Geluta. Okay, and the Reish Geluta was the exilarch, the head of the Jewish community in Babel. Lo lipku b'sar b'lei chatimi. Okay, you know, none of you should go out with a chotam, with a signet on your talit. Okay, because there's a concern it's going to fall off, and then they're going to put a talit on to cover it. Lebar minach, except for you, Shmuel says to Chinna bar Shila, the lo kapti alach the Reish Geluta, because the Reish Geluta doesn't have the need for you to show subservience to him. He's not going to care if you're wearing your signet or not wearing your signet. So if it falls off, there's no concern. You're going to try to cover your shoulders with some other cloth. Whereas everybody else who is servants in the house of the Reish Geluta, there would be a concern about this. Okay, next. Next garden in two dots. Now, Gufa, Amar Shmuel. Yotzei Eved B'chotam Shev V'Tzavero, Aval Lo B'chotam Shev B'Ksuto. Shmuel says a person may go out with a signet that's on their neck, okay, an Eved Davka, a slave, Aval Lo B'chotam Shev B'Ksuto, but not a chotam that's on his clothing. Tani Nami, this is a distinction we had earlier. We saw the same statement. Tani Nami Yachi, Yotzei Eved B'chotam Shev V'Tzavero, Aval Lo B'chotam Shev B'Ksuto. Never could go out with a signet on his neck, but not on his clothing. But now the Gemara is going to ask a question against this. Now, before I forget, I just don't want to, I want to remember to mention this. Our dear friend Pinchas, the stalwart of our daily Amud Yomi here, his wife Batya, she lost her sister last night in Copenhagen, Ruch Dayan Ha'emet. So we'll dedicate the learning to Le'ilu Nishmat Batya's sister. Just wanted to let you know, if you want to reach out to Pinchas and wish him long life, it'd be a nice thing to do. Okay, Uraminu. So we have a question here. Uraminu, la yitzeya aved b'chotam shevet tzavaro. We have a source, another Tanaitic source, okay, which says that an eved cannot go out with a chotam b'tzavaro. So Shmuel is contradicting an earlier source from the time of the Mishnah. Okay, now this source happens to continue on. Okay, there are more pieces here, but the key line is this first line. La yitzeya aved b'chotam shevet tzavaro. I contradict Shmuel. Shmuel says that Eved can go out with a signet around its neck. Here we're saying that you cannot. Okay? But now let's continue on reading, even though this is not why the bright is being brought here. V'lo b'chotam shepik suto. But the Eved may not go out with the chotam that's on its clothing. V'zeh im mekabdin tum'ah. Both of these, the signet on the neck and the clothing, do not receive tum'ah. Okay? Cannot contract tum'ah. We'll see what that means. V'lo b'zug shepet tzavaro. And one may not go out with the zug, a bell that is on one's neck. You can go out with a bell on one's clothing. These things receive tumah. We're going to go through this in a little bit. And then the third statement, a behema may not go out, lo b'chotam shevet tzavara, may not go out with a chotam around its neck, v'lo b'chotam shevet tzavara, and not with a signet around its clothing. Lo bezug shevet tzavara, lo bezug shevet tzavara, may not go out with a bell around its clothing, around its neck. These do not receive tuma at all. Okay, so we have three different statements here. One has to do with an eved, okay, and has to do with a signet. The second statement has to do with a zug, a bell, okay, and the third statement has to do with animals going out. Okay, so, but again, the key line here is that an eved may not go out with a signet around his neck, and Shmuel said that you can. So the Gemara has to try to resolve this. Lema had the other rabbi, had the other ihu the napshe. Let's use the same distinction we used earlier. Depends who makes the signet. If the slave himself makes a signet, so then he's allowed to go out. He's not allowed to go out with it. He is, had the other day rabbi, if his master made it for him, then he's not going to take it off and he can go out with it. Whereas if he himself makes it, then he might take it off and he's not allowed to go out with it. The Gemara says, lo, idi da vede rabbi. No, both cases are talking about where the signet was made by the master. Bekan b'shel matacha, bekan b'shel tit. And one is made out of matechet, and one is made out of tit. Meaning, when Shmuel says, let's just zoom out for a second. Shmuel says that the servant can go out with chotam. That's referring to a chotam made out of metal. Okay, a chotam made out of metal, a signet made out of metal. Whereas the Mishnah, which says that that you're not allowed to, that's a chotam, a signet made out of tit. That is made out of cement. Okay, ukitu Rav Nachman, as Rav Nachman says, Amar Rav Baravu, davar makpir alav bo en yotzein bo, davar she'en makpir alav yotzein bo, something that your master cares about, you should not go out with. Something that your master does not care about, she'en makpir alav yotzein bo, you may go out with. Okay, so what are we referring to here in this situation here? Okay, so what's the difference between a metal and a cement tit? A signet. Okay, so what's the difference between them? So when it comes to a signet made out of metal, this is worth a lot of money. Okay, this is expensive. So therefore, the master is going to be makpid about it. Okay, and even though the servant's not going to take it off because his master made it and the master demands that he wears it, nonetheless, if it breaks off, he's going to pick up the metal and bring it back to his master. So I said it incorrectly beforehand. So you're not allowed to wear a signet with metal on one's neck for a slave if there's no Eruv. However, if it's made out of cement, it's not expensive. It's made out of tit. It's not expensive. It's not, dirt, teeth, clay, whatever it is. It's not expensive. We're not concerned if it breaks. The master will, even though the master gave it to him to wear, the master won't care if it breaks if he, you know, doesn't bring it back. So he's not going to pick it up and carry it on Shabbat if it were to break. Okay. So that's the distinction that we have here. Now, let's now, hachinami mistabra. Okay, so next line. Hachinami mistabra. Now the Gemara is going to say, it really makes sense that we're talking about that when the Braita says that you're not allowed to wear this chotam, it's talking about a chotam of metal specifically. Okay, so the Braita, which says that a servant may not go out, is a signet of metal. Where Shmuel, who said that you can go out as a signet with made out of tit, made out of clay or dirt, whatever it is. But now it makes sense that the Braita is talking about metal. Why? Because if you recall, the Braita also was speaking about issues of tum'ah and tahara, contraction of impurity. Okay, so let's just go back to that Braita for a second. The Braita said with regards to a chotam, lo yitzeya eved b'chotam shevet tzavera, v'lo b'chotam shevet k'suto. An eved may not go out with a metal signet on his clothing or his neck. And in both cases, they would not receive tumah. Why would a signet not receive tumah? So let's look at Rashi. Divrei hamatchil, ze v'ze ein mekablim tumah. Delav l'noi avid. This thing is not an object that's not made for beauty. Okay? Clothing is made for beauty, so it's a vessel, and therefore it can receive tumah. A signet is not made for beauty. Okay, sheyehei tamei mishum tachshit, that it should be tamei like a tachshit, like an accessory. The afa gav the shema techet mokminan la nahalikaman mihu lav lenoi delayhu ela lignai ukli tashmish nami lo heve. So this signet, even if it's expensive and it's made out of metal, it's not for adornment. It's not, it's lignai. It denigrates the slave. And therefore, it's not mikabel tumah because it's not considered a useful beged. So the Gemara says, achanami mistabra mitikatani zere zein mikabim tumah. It makes sense that we say that we're talking about a metal signet, and we say whether it's on the clothing or the neck, it doesn't receive tumah. Iyamad bishlama shamatachet hanihu delo mekablei tumah. Akelim didu mekablei tumah. Okay, it makes sense if we're talking about metal that these things do not receive tumah. Okay, and if you had vessels made out of metal, they would receive tumah. Ela iyamad bishaltit. If we're talking about teeth, if we're talking about a signet made out of clay, tnan hani hudulom mekabli tumah. It makes sense. We learn that these signets don't receive tumah because they're not a beged lenoi. Hakelim ditu mekabli tumah. But the kelim, in contrast, any vessel made out of clay would receive tumah. Vatanya, but wait a second. But we learn clay avanim, clay glalim, clay adamaim mekablim tumah. Lo midibrei Torah, lo midibrei sofrim. But we've learned, that if you want to extrapolate that other vessels would receive tumah, but we've learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah can be found in Masachet Kelim Perakyud, that any vessels made out of stone or made of glalim is like, manure or dung, uklei adama, and anything made out of clay, ein mekablim tumah lo midibrei Torah, not from the Torah, not midibrei sofrim, ela shmamina shel matachet shmamina. Rather, we are talking about matachet. We're talking about, so we must be talking about matachet, and we're not talking about So this is proof that the reading, that the Gemara's distinction between matechet and clay makes sense, okay, based on the tumah and tahara issue. Okay, now we're going to finish up. We just got a few more lines, and then I want to talk about a practical application of this. Can anybody think of a practical application of a signet, of an eved wearing a signet today? Can you think of anything? Be a little bit creative. Anybody?
A signet, like maybe not talan or talit.
That's what comes to mind. Like some seal of sorts, something that you have to wear, that the authorities force you to wear by law. You have to wear.
But well, if you're sick, if somebody has like a diabetic or something like that, and they have to wear like a bracelet, I've seen that.
Okay, good. That could be a good example. Okay, Okay, what else?
How about the mask? How about the masks that we have to wear now?
Ah, interesting. The mask. Yeah, that's definitely not lishvach. It's lignai. Although when, it's protecting us. So maybe it is positive,
But we have to wear it.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Is that, You know, well, yeah, exactly. It's a good example. What else? What else? Anything else that comes to mind? Anything else that comes to mind? What about
a hearing aid?
Say again, Steve. What was that, Steve? What about a soldiers? Soldiers need to wear their diskit. Okay, they wear a little necklace around their neck. The diskit also, they also have a diskit in their shoes, which has their name and their blood type and their tudat zehut, so that they could be chas v'shalom, and if they need to be, they could be identified, right? So what about that? Are you allowed to wear that where there's no eruv? Okay, that's sort of like a sign of slavery.
Well, yes, because look, I mean, they have a lot of leeway that citizens don't have. I mean, like, I mean, there are a lot of drive on Shabbat. I've seen it. I mean,
but that's when they need to. A chayal can violate all of halacha. A chayal can violate halacha when they need to, when they're pulam mitzait or their preparations. But just stam, just because they're a chayal, doesn't mean they can violate Shabbat. So you know, let's say you have a chayal who's on, who's on his break. He's got his rigila, and he happens to be in a place with no eruv, but he's wearing his diskit around his neck. Okay, is he allowed to wear that? Okay, in a place with no eruv. Okay, so we're going to get there in just 1 second. I just want to finish the daf, and then we'll get there. Amar Mar. Okay, Mar said the lo bezug shevet zavirav. I'll tell you who bezug should be kisuto. So when it comes to a bell, the slave may go out with around his neck, but not in his clothing. So zug shevet zavaro amai lo. He can go out with his zug on his clothing, but not around his neck. So the question Gemara asks, zug shevet zavaro amai lo. Why can't you go out with a zug on your neck? Dilma mifsak vatale tuye. Because it might break and then you'll carry. The same thing is true on your clothing. You might take, might break and you'll carry it. So I'm talking about a case where the bell was tied to the clothing very well, okay, by an expert tied it. As Rav Huna says in the name of Yeshua, the Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Kol Shuhu Arug Lo Gazru. Anything that's Arug, that's woven, that's sewn into clothing, is not a problem. Okay, Amar Mor. Lo Tzei Beim Halo V'Chodam Shabbat Zavar Lo Chodam Shabbat Kisuta Lo Bezug Shabbat Zavar Lo Bezug Shabbat Kisuta Zavar Zayim Mekabim Tuma. Now we're talking about an animal. An animal cannot go out with a signet around its neck, on its clothing, a bell around its neck, or around its clothing. And in all these cases, it's not Mekabel Tuma. The Zug Beim Ma'in Mekabim Tuma. The Gemara says, but wait a second. The bell around its neck doesn't receive tumah. Okay, but don't we learn that zug shel ha-behima is tamei? Okay, so we're going to stop here in the daf. We'll have to continue with this, with the daf itself. Sorry, let's just continue. Mishal delet tahor. Okay, but a bell that's on a door is tahor. The asahu the behima tamei. And now, what if you have the follow? Asahu the behima tamei. Shel delet vasalo lebehema. If it's for a delet, that's a bell for your door, but you put it on an animal, okay, tamei, it's mekabel tuma, okay, shel behema vasalo ledelet. If it's an animal bell and you put it on the door, aba bishchibro ledelet ukvao b'masmerim tamei, okay, shekol ekelim yordeli tumatan b'machshava. Everything is determined by machshava. So whatever it is that you're using the bell for. So we said a bell that's used on a bell that's used for an animal is tamei, but for a door it's not tamei. What's the reason? Why should there be a difference between these? So for the bell, it's considered a kli. It's considered a vessel, and that's why it has the ability to contract tuma. Whereas a bell on a door, Rashi explains, the lo mechubar lebayitu shehu chibur lekarkav eino kli the kabel tuma. It's keilu. It's connected to the ground. Anything connected to the ground, connected to the door, which connected to the ground, okay, is not mikabel tuma. The zuga atsuilo batiligabe. And the zug is batil to the ground, and therefore it does not receive, cannot receive tuma. So eino li midei tumatan ela b'shinui maaseh. And the only way to change the tuma is to change the object. The Gemara says, and this is where we're going to conclude, lo kasha hadi ite imbal ha b'let le imbal. So when does the zug mekabel tuma? If there's a little bell, inside the, what's the thing that makes noise inside of the bell? What's that called? the zug that's in the thing that makes noise inside the bell. Only if there's that's what an imbal is. Only when the imbal is in there, then it's mikabel. It could be mikabel tuma. The ha the lele imbal, and this the brayta that says that it's tahor is when there's no imbal. Okay, so we're going to stop here in terms of the Gemara. Let's just talk about a disket on a soldier, and with this we will conclude for the day. So I'm just going to share this on the screen. Okay, we have here a tshuva from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, Chashukei Chemed. Okay, and he discusses this issue. Okay, so Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, rabbi here in Bnei Brak, very big posek today. Let's say Avin Bezug. Haim mutar l'chayal latzeik bedizkit she'al tzavero? She'ela. Hanoheg hu she'chayal yotzei b'makom l'makom k'she'al tzavero dizkit asher bar ha'shemim pratim ishim k'gon shem tudat zehut sug dam. Chayal goes out with this around his neck. Haim mutar latzeit imam reshut reshut? Can he walk with this without in a place with no Eruv? Teshuvah. It says in Masachat Shabbat, a slave may not go out with a zug on his neck because it might fall off. So a chayal also can't go out with a diskit. But because this is for pikuach nefesh, this is a reference to Medinat Israel. I don't know, it's not exactly pejorative, but it's definitely not a warm, embracing statement. It's the authorities. So he says this is for, in Chas v'Shalom, if he gets injured, they would know how to save him. Maybe it's permitted because it's like a kamea, it's like an amulet, which we spoke about. That a kamea mumche made by an expert, you're allowed to wear around your neck on Shabbat. And all soldiers, this is their way. Maybe it's like a kamea mumche, which is a form of it, like jewelry. It's an which you're allowed to wear. This needs further investigation. Maybe you should not go out as much. Okay, that's his psak. Let's see another tshuva here. Okay, can you go out on a tiyul when there's when the diskit is on your neck? What about the diskit that's in the shoe? There's one in the shoe and one around the neck. Or another, identifying tag that the soldiers have. What about wearing a watch? Okay, etc. So this is the question. What's his answer? The answer is, let's go here. The answer is as follows. The diskit on your shoes are batel, are nullified to your shoe. Kaftorim, raz rabim, or pitkat midav chodom. I don't know what that is. You can even go out with a soldier, can go out with a disc around his neck. He's wearing this all the time. It's like a clothing. The same thing is true with going out with some, tag of identifying metal thing. That's in your keys, the pocket of your shirt. As long as you wear it all the time. And if you need to, you can go out with your watch. All these accessories need to be bound to your body well. So that if it falls off or it shouldn't fall off, you would end up carrying it. Okay, so. Then it's permitted. So we see the halacha l'maaseh based on this gemara about soldiers wearing diskiot in a place with no eruv. So we're going to stop here. Yishar koch, everybody. Bezrat Hashem, we continue tomorrow. Nun chet amud bet. All a great day. You could stay on for 7 minutes of chizuk, which is going to start in 10 minutes on this same Zoom group. Okay, kol tuv, everybody.
Thank you.
Yishar koch.